report.
Now listen to this month's report.
In England, 90% of pupils wear a uniform to school, but each individual school has very different ideas about uniform rules. Which of these uniforms could you imagine wearing?
British school uniforms. Which one do you prefer?
A very old uniform. These pupils at Christ's Hospital School in Sussex, in the south-east of England, wear the famous blue coat uniform. Pupils have been wearing the traditional uniform, blue coats and yellow stockings, since 1552, when the school was founded. And when the school surveyed its pupils recently to decide if it should keep the distinctive 16th century style, 95% said yes.
An eccentric uniform. You might wonder if these straw hats are really part of school uniform. The answer is yes. They are called school boaters, and they are compulsory at Harrow, a boys' school in northwest London, founded in 1572 by Queen Elizabeth I. Boaters used to be part of the summer uniform in many schools, but at Harrow, pupils must wear them to class every day and all year round.
A modern uniform. State schools often have more relaxed uniform rules than private schools. Today, many state schools allow pupils to wear a polo shirt instead of a white shirt with a tie, for example. But when pupils at Cottingham High in East Yorkshire, in the northeast of England, worked with a fashion designer to create a new uniform, they decided that polo shirts were scruffy. So they designed new blazers with a modern cut. The result looks rather traditional.
A unisex uniform? In the UK, each school makes its own rules about school uniform. In some schools, girls have to wear a skirt and are not allowed to wear trousers. One girl, 14-year-old Jo Hale, protested at her school to be allowed to wear trousers. Boys have also protested to wear shorts, not trousers. Boys at Isker Academy in Devon, southeast England, argued that girls were allowed bare legs in hot weather and came to school in skirts to protest. Some boys even shaved their legs for the event.